Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Alternatively, you can dial 603-435-1105. Our phone system is being tweaked at the network. They believe they may have ironed out some of the problems here, so we're going to continue with it. 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the government schools, but that's not all there is to discuss, of course. There's also other news relating to young people out of Chicago about a curfew being expanded. So maybe we'll touch on that here in a little bit. We're going to continue taking your thoughts as we go to Paul, listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
What's on your mind, Paul?
Well, I just wondered, I heard one of the two of you say that they have a private school that they can send their children to for $1,500 a year?
Yeah, it's actually just around the corner from my house.
And who's subsidizing that school?
I would imagine that it's the Seventh-day Adventists. I know that they're in some way affiliated with that school.
Because all the schools, I mean, my daughter has a grandchild in the Annapolis area, and the cheapest school that is in Maryland is $7,000 to $9,000.
Mm-hmm. You know that's about what they charge to send kids to public schools. I mean that's what the cost to the taxpayer
depends
is.
Depends on where.
Yeah, sometimes it's $14,000 here, but I mean it can be as low as $7,000 in some places, especially.
Yeah, well, some of them like Maryland is $27,000 per student. And I mean if you all you have to do is just get the figures and find out how many students. But there is nowhere that I have seen a private school. And, I mean, I'd love to have a private school that would charge $1,500 a year. I just don't understand this.
Well I'm only telling you what the reality is. And, some religions are going to subsidize their schools more thoroughly than others. I mean, if, for instance, the church that I grew up in, they had a school that was kindergarten through sixth grade there at the church. They had free rent. This church had been paid for since 1932 or whatever, sitting on Manatee Avenue in Bradenton, Florida, and they had free rent, and all they had to do was pay for the teachers or whatever, and so their costs were lower.
Which were the nuns and the priests?
There were no nuns in the Trinity United Methodist.
Really? Because I grew up. I went to a Catholic school until fifth grade.
Uh huh.
And then my father said, well, because we had so many kids coming up, we couldn't keep going to the Catholic school because the rent kept going up. And
tuition.
We went to public school, and I loved it because it was so much better to go to the public school because I was so far ahead of
That's how it was. Oh yeah, right. I went from I was definitely ahead of the kids when I switched over to public school in high school. But I'll tell you what happened to me. In eighth grade, I was on the dean's list. That's higher than the honor roll at this
eighth grade in the private school.
In the private school, I was on the dean's list. Ninth grade, I got two Fs. And in public school, why? Because the teachers didn't care. There was an entire different sort of attitude about education going from this small private school where I was getting the best education that was available in that county to this public school, which was the best public school in the county,
right,
but
it's not to say that there aren't good teachers at the government schools. There are people in those systems that care, and they do, they are interested in doing the best they can.
But they only teach one course.
But they're hobbled by the system in many cases. In some cases, they can't teach how they want to teach because the system won't allow them to do that. It won't allow for innovation in other ways. And if you get stuck with a crappy teacher, then you're pretty much screwed.
Well, you always got stuck with a crappy teacher.
No doubt.
Even in high school.
Yeah, there's always at least one really bad one.
Oh, they were always there.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That brings, I'm glad he brought up the cost of the private schools. because it's a common excuse for people. Well, this is why we need government school, because private school is too expensive.
Well, if it was about cost, remember, I mean, you're talking about middle class people who can afford to send their kids to school. They're already affording by paying it through their property taxes anyway. If they're allowed to keep the money through their property taxes, they'd have enough money to send their kids to school. But
Mark, that's not, when you look at just the raw numbers, it doesn't make sense what you just said. Because, for instance, in my property taxes, I'm paying about $6,000 a year for a $200,000 home in Keene, New Hampshire, which is really expensive. But if you look
could
at
definitely
that,
send a kid to school for $5,000 in Keene, New Hampshire.
You break it down, you look at that, you look at I'm paying probably about $4,000 of that $6,000 into the government school system. As that guy just pointed out, he can't find anything for, what was it, less than seven or eight? What was it, his number?
I think this was six or seven or eight.
Yes, a lot of money.
Six to eight.
More money than I'm paying into the government school system. So somebody might look at that and say, well, see, even if you had all of your tax money back, you still wouldn't be able to. You need to be able to have other people subsidizing you in order to be able to send your kid to school. But the fact that they're missing, the factor that they're missing, is that we don't have true free market school and
the market
education.
Is completely distorted because public schools take 90% of the students.
Of the money.
If you had actual competition, it would drive rates down. You would also have, in the same way that you have 99-cent hamburgers and you have $20 hamburgers, you would have, you know, a huge array of different types of education in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Some education might focus on technology and how, you know, that's going to be helpful. So it might be more of an older school style of teaching. You'd have different styles and different options. But more importantly,
corporal punishment.
The more options you would have, the more the costs would come down. For instance, if you could imagine for a moment, look at your computer. Look at your laptop. Look at the cost of a laptop today. I walked into Walmart the other day. They had $250 laptops. They just had boxes and boxes and boxes of laptops right up at the front. You know that little aisle where you walk in, they've got the special items, like big-ass can of coffee for next to nothing, and then whatever it is they've got
end caps,
on special.
Yeah,
yeah, they had, well, not the end caps necessarily, but the first aisle that you're exposed to when you walk in where it's just like the cheap stuff that they're trying to move out. They had the laptops there. Normally you expect the laptops to be in a locked case where you have to ask somebody to get a key out to get you to the laptop so you can buy it. No, you're just letting you grab a laptop, throw it in your cart. I mean, laptops have become so affordable, and that's because there are so many manufacturers. Can you imagine how it would be if there were one manufacturer, IBM? They're the only people that can make laptops. Now tell me how much a laptop's going to cost.
It's going to be 10 times as much.
More, at least 10 times as much. So it's kind of the same situation with schools, with the private schools. There are only a few private schools in the area because they can only market to so many people, and so therefore the prices are high. But just think for a moment. If you were a teacher, how much money would you like to get paid? I don't know. How about $50,000? $50,000
a
year?
Like a good rate.
That's not terrible, right? Let's say $50,000 a year. Let's say you've got 20 kids in a class, because a lot of people say that smaller class sizes are better, right? Smaller class sizes tend to be, you know, commonly believe that
helps.
I don't
think 20 is good enough at all, but go ahead.
You think it should be lower than that?
Oh, yeah. I think it should be 15, 10, 10, I would think.
Okay, but if you had 20 kids in a class and each one of those kids were paying, say, $2,500 a year, there's your $50,000 right there. That's, again, I'm being very general with the numbers here. But the idea that you need to have a bunch of bureaucracy around to teach kids is absolutely absurd.
Right. When in the private school I went to, it had very few administrators because they didn't need to have them. Frankly, the teachers, you know, made lots of decisions on their own. And I don't see any reason they couldn't have essentially a co-op of teachers.
I mean, bring different people in to teach different things.
What specialization really do administrators bring to school?
They push pencils around, shuffle paperwork.
Yeah, and that's the problem with public schools, is it's administration heavy.
It's one of the many problems with public schools.
Yes, one of the many.
So 800-259-9231. All I'm telling you is if somebody wanted to start their own school out of their own home and bring 10 or 15 kids in, they wouldn't have to charge that much money to those kids every single year to make it so they made enough money to make it worthwhile. 1-800-259-9231, and then you bring in different, you know, co-ops and partnerships and other kinds of options that you could play into that, and scholarships as well, and you can see the cost of education could easily go down. 1-800-259-9231. Curfew's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, and we've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. In fact, they go all the way back to late 2006. If you click into the archives section, you know, it's all on the house. You don't have to log in or pay a membership fee or jump through any hoops. It's just free. freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And you know that they're going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save, on average, $120 a month. Smokes are going up, up, up. The taxes are going up, up, up. And you can save $120 a month, and it tastes better. They've got ones that taste like cigarettes. They've got ones that taste like popsicles. They've got ones that taste like everything. No more ashtray mouth. No more smell. No secondhand smoke. No smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60, a free starter kit. This is a great deal. A free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. That's the little things where the nicotine is. and it's $69, so the order is over $60. The free shipping's included. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can go to Vaporsmiths.com. Or you can call this toll-free number that they have. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We go to Austin, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Austin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Austin, what's on your mind?
Well, I just thought it was curious that you mentioned Slaughterhouse-Five. I read very, very little fiction, but I just happened to pick that book up. I'd heard of it all my life, and I picked it up and I read it. And it just wasn't that good. His life story was a very interesting story about how he got captured, how he got put in Dresden during the firebombing and all that. But I think he'd well served himself if he hadn't been heavily on drugs when he wrote it.
Well, it just all depends. I mean, lots of artists will suggest that the drugs helps them with their creative abilities. I never said it was a good book. I've never actually read it. I don't know.
I have read it, but I couldn't really tell you much about it. It's been 15, 20 years.
I just don't believe in banning books. That's all.
About the schools.
Yes, sir.
I went to grammar school in the 50s, and we had good schools. The teachers meant business. And we were given IQ tests and achievement tests all the way through up into a junior high school. And the slower kids were put into classes of their own. And we, as I said, we did have good schools up until the mid to late 60s. And then, because of politics, the schools have been destroyed and they've gotten worse over the years.
I've read stuff that it's true that schools, that the education in public school has diminished over the years, and it has actually been diminishing since the end of World War II, when the United States was number one in education. Now, I don't, these are just things that I've read. Obviously, I haven't done the studies myself, but I have this question. Was there a public school in your town?
What do you mean? A private school?
My mistake. Yes. Was there a private school in your town?
Yes, but it was the same school where, Mr. Newt Gingrich, Donald Trump, and many other very famous fellows went. It's called Macaulay School. It was a military school, and back in those days, it cost about as much to go there as it does to go to Harvard these days.
I gotcha. Was that the only private school in town?
No, there was its competitor called Baylor. It was slightly cheaper, and got the people that could not get into Macaulay.
I guess I was just wondering if there was a private school that was available to sort of average folks that had a reputation of being sort of better in town.
Not to my knowledge. Oh, the Catholic schools have always been there, you know.
Would people have considered the Catholic school in your town to have been a superior school than the one you went to?
Absolutely. Absolutely, especially when it comes to discipline, you know that.
I imagine in the 50s there were a lot of rulers hitting a lot of knuckles.
Well, let's talk about why it is that things were better in the past as opposed to today. First of all, I don't support the government school in any aspect, for whether we're talking about the government schools being around in 1900, 1950, 2011, or whatever, because they're always funded by coercion, and I'm just against that. But there's certainly, I think it's valid for somebody to say that they believe that the educational quality has gotten worse over time. And there may be one factor that is worth bringing up here, it was the 1950s when the federal government got involved in education.
Department of Education, yep.
1954, actually.
So, in fact, I remember, I think it was Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, which is an excellent book, that I was reading back in the late 1990s, where he actually showed a chart that showed, I think it was test scores, or maybe it was literacy rates. Anyways, it was some sort of a chart that was, I guess, being juxtaposed against a chart of federal funding and federal involvement in education. And the more the feds got involved in standardizing and forcing their, you know, their curriculum down on state schools and local schools, the more the feds got involved, the more control the feds took, the worse the students would do. So it's like,
I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah. So that's my speculation.
Yeah, that's because of, if I may say so, it's simply because of school integration.
What does that mean?
That means that the schools were doing just fine when it was separate but equal.
Are you serious?
I am quite serious. I knew what reaction I'd get from you folks.
Are you really saying that you think that it was bringing black people together with white people that destroyed education?
I think it is even more so nowadays because
you are off the rails.
Why is that?
Why? You've got people, their IQs are significantly lower than white people.
Excuse me?
There's really nothing, no evidence. There's really no evidence for that. IQ tests are generally slated towards people who have high literacy skills, or at least literacy skills. And when you're talking about giving people IQ tests, that are in government schools that are getting poor literacy because they're in inner city schools, which frankly aren't that integrated, then they're not going to do as well because they can't read as well.
Do you know black people, sir?
Yes.
And you're going to make the claim that you believe you're smarter than they are?
I will say, the white people are the smartest race on the planet.
Sick, dude. You're sick. Thanks for the call. You're sick. 800-259-9231.
No evidence for it.
Yeah.
It's
just bigotry.
Intelligence is, IQ is basically, around education. Sadly, it's difficult to decide how smart somebody is without figuring out how educated they are at the same time.
1-800-259-9231. The truth is, people are individuals. The idea that somebody has a differing skin color means that they somehow are dumber than another person.
There is no correlative data there.
Absolutely ludicrous and just based on hatred and bigotry and misinformation. People across the board range in their intelligence. There's different types of intelligence as well. There's like book smarts. There's there's more like life smarts, street smarts, so to speak. And different people in different circumstances, in different life circumstances, have different abilities and different strengths and weaknesses. And to just categorize everybody and say, well, you're black, so therefore you're dumber, that's just bigotry. Straight out. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even if you're a bigot. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Sometimes you see the ugly underbelly of humanity on this radio program because we allow anybody on the air here. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like, you've got one of the smartphones, for instance, you can visit our mobile site over at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you all kinds of fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. Their value has been trending upward with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Ladies first, Bev is listening to WDAY in Fargo, North Dakota. Bev, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, this has been a really interesting conversation that I've been listening to. You mentioned the federal government getting involved, and I just wanted to add something to that. And you've also talked about starting your own school.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the NEA that you're working with. I am a homeschooler, but I also have taught, and I know that the NEA wants you to be a certified teacher.
Well, of course they do. They can go pound sand, as far as I'm concerned. You're talking about the National Educators Association?
Yes, but the power that they wield, as a homeschooler, I see what the NEA is trying to do through the legislatures, through Congress. They are trying to, stamp out any kind of homeschooling or alternative education.
It's true. They want a monopoly.
They're trying to do it. I mean, they haven't had a heck of a lot of success.
In California, they have.
In California, they certainly have homeschoolers, and I'm sure other places, too. Homeschoolers have a pretty good sort of, they're passionate about what they do, and, you know, usually they're at home, so they can go to the state house and, make some noise. And mm-hmm. Legislators hate the idea of families with children, especially moms carrying children, running around the state house saying, hey,
stop
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. But see, the other thing then is the legal system. The judges in California, that's one of the judges just kind of declared homeschooling illegal in California. It was like, man, you think you get it with the legislature and you got it settled, and then they come at you with the judicial branch. It's not easy to homeschool, especially in a state that's very regulated.
Absolutely. A lot of states want you to give them your game plan, basically. You have to lay out your curriculum for your child. And if you're doing unschooling, how do you even do that? I mean, in many states, that might be illegal. And the idea of unschooling, of course, is to allow the child to decide its own future as well.
One thing I've always sort of wondered is how do they know where a kid lives? If, for instance,
it's required. You have to give it to the school district.
You've got to tell. But hold on. I don't think you do. Make my point. Well, let me make my point real quick.
Okay.
And I'm, for instance, I live in New Hampshire. My mom and my in-laws live down in Florida. And my question is just sort of, well, if New Hampshire comes after me for saying, hey, you haven't filled out all the proper paperwork to have your kid homeschooled, and I say, well, my kid doesn't live here. He lives in Florida. And then, you know, at that point, it kind of befuddles them and they go away. I just imagine it's unlikely at that point that they would get the Florida people involved trying to hunt down where the kid is and that kind of thing. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Just because a kid happens to be in New Hampshire doesn't mean he, quote unquote, lives there.
Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark, but I think that they're counting on people to be honest, right? They're counting on people to do as they're told.
The government loves, servile little serfs. They do.
Right. But see, as you were talking about starting your own school, you know, and having, you know, so many students come in and charging, you can't
a co-op.
Do that because NEA will not.
Oh, yeah. We understand that. I think Ian was talking about a future where people had more freedom in the area of education.
Wait, you're telling me I can't just start a school up and have kids come to my home? And
right.
They do have homeschool co-ops, and those have different levels of legality in different states.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, there isn't freedom like you'd like to think there was. And it's because of the federal government and even state governments and then the NEA.
What's the NEA going to do if I open up a school and have kids come in and learn there? What are they going to do?
They aren't going to do anything, but they will go through the legislature to try and make it illegal.
Well, that's fine. I'll do it anyway, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Most people won't.
That's the problem with most people.
Well, you know, you dump $300,000 in opening your own school and then flush it down the toilet because cops will come in and shut you down. I mean, don't act like this. Don't act like that. That's a sacrifice that you're willing to make.
Well, sometimes people should be willing to.
You don't have that kind of money.
If you're opening it in your own home, then you don't have to sacrifice that much money. You already live there, so it's not like you're going out on a limb trying to open up some sort of a branch or building or something like that. And just let's go ahead and arm up the kids with some video cameras then when the police come in to try to shut the school down and see how that goes. See what happens there.
Yeah,
see, parents
you want is activism.
That's right.
A lot of people just want education.
If you want freedom to educate, you're going to have to get active. Yeah. And begging for it isn't necessarily going to solve the problem.
Agreed.
So people need to do something about it. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because we care about freedom. We want to achieve liberty in our lifetime. New Hampshire isn't the best homeschooling state, but it's certainly not the worst homeschooling state. The homeschoolers here in New Hampshire are fairly active, but I don't know if they're that proactive. Like, if there's a new proposal to regulate homeschoolers, they'll come out of the woodwork. They'll go to the state house. They'll just swamp the state house with the kids and parents, and, you know, they'll speak out against it. The last time they tried to regulate homeschoolers more in New Hampshire, they came out and they shot it down because of the homeschoolers coming out in support of it. But if those same people that would come out to defend their current status quo would actually do things proactively to achieve more homeschooling freedom rather than just obediently following whatever the rules are, then I think that you would see more improvements in the homeschooling situation here. But what do I know? I don't have a kid. Are you going to fill out a curriculum, Mark, for the state of New Hampshire?
My child
son?
the state of New Hampshire doesn't own my child, and they're, you know, they don't. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't have any obligations to them.
Good. And I wouldn't even answer their question if they asked you, where does your child live? I wouldn't even answer that question. There's no, you have no obligation to talk to them in the first place. Let them see if they can figure it out. Don't give them any more information.
You know, I don't know that they, I don't know who, how they start with this, but I doubt there's a Department of Education car that you can really see, you know, pull up. So if somebody comes to the door, I wouldn't even know what they wanted. You'd have to answer, right?
You wouldn't have to answer their questions.
No.
Oh, you're asking about my son? That's none of your business.
Goodbye.
Anyway, let's talk to Kirk, listening in Florida to WFLA in Tallahassee. Kirk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks very much.
Hey.
I was calling about your education discussion, and I could not disagree more with your talk versus public versus private education.
Which part?
When I think about education, the idea that private would inherently be better than public.
Well, it
when
is
I think
better.
Education...
Well, I'm not saying it's inherent. I'm saying that it's generally true.
Well, when I think of education in general, public or private, in my opinion, one of the most important things is it's directly correlated to voting. No matter how you feel about your government, positive or negative, the more educated you are, the much more likely you are to get involved. And so when I think, when you look at world statistics, other nations' children are much better educated, even in public schooling, which indicates to me it's not necessarily a problem with public schooling, but how we go about it.
No, it is a problem with public schooling because there's stealing involved, and whenever you use force, there are always all kinds of nasty consequences that come out of that. I'll give you an example. In India, I think it was, there was a situation where people who were very, very poor were given the opportunity to send their kids to a private school for the cost of, like, you know, $1 a week or something like that. And these poor people, who, even though they were able to send their kids to the free government schools, chose overwhelmingly to send the money, to dig up, to scrounge up the money, because $1 a week was a lot for them, to scrounge up the money to send their kids, and we'll hang on to you, welcome to continue your thoughts here in a moment, to send them their kids to these private schools. And these private schools, they actually gave away a whole bunch of scholarships, just free education, to other poor people that couldn't even scrounge the buck up to send their kids to that school. Why would they do that if public schools were such a good idea? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you're on the lines right now, we'll do our best to get to you here in these remaining moments. If you're not, well, don't bother calling in because there are already people waiting their turn here. But if you can't get in tonight, don't worry about this. We do it every single night of the week. Mark hosts the Sunday edition of the show tomorrow night, so you can join him then at 7 o'clock Eastern Time over at freetalklive.com. And, of course, we're on all week long as well, so get all the details over at freetalklive.com. And Mark, you and I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project back in 2006. Hundreds of other people have made the move since then and before then as well. Coming up on near 1,000 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000 people have pledged to make the move. We're trying to get to 20,000 people who have taken that pledge. So if you like the idea of liberty happening in your lifetime, take the time, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, get signed up, and start making plans to move yourself and your family and your business, if you've got one, up to New Hampshire. And join the liberty activism movement up here, which is constantly growing and getting more exciting and more interesting in such a variety of different ways. We're talking about education. Of course, you don't have to talk about that. We've got Kirk. Kirk is on the line in Florida listening to WFLA FM. And Kirk had said that he, you know, wanted to point out that, well, it may not be public education that's the problem because, well, in some countries, public education is a lot better. In fact, a lot of places around the world, public education is better than it is here. Government education, I think is a more accurate term, is better than it is here in the United States. And one point to make to that, and we'll let Kirk come back on here, is John Stossel did an excellent report. I think it was called Stupid in America, if I'm not mistaken. You can probably go find it on YouTube or something like that. Stupid in America, where he actually looked at other schools in places. I think one of them was Sweden. It was certainly one of the Northern European countries. And he found out that one of the reasons why their system was so much better, and there's multiple reasons, but one reason was that parents could actually choose which school to send their kids from the government schools.
That's got like vouchers or something,
so
right?
Just have, I don't know if it was vouchers. Vouchers is kind of a way for the government to control private schools with government money. But
you don't think government controls public schools?
But they were actually able to, but that's what the voucher system is in the States.
Just saying.
But they were actually able to choose which government school to send their kids to, and so therefore, the government schools had to be somewhat more competitive than they otherwise would, thereby raising the quality of the education available because a parent could choose to take their kids out.
Certainly competition.
So that makes a difference. Anyway, Kirk, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, to me, that's exactly my point. I mean, there are ways to work publication to make it really work. But as far as why I would be hesitant to say a perfectly private education, you know, if you could remove public education, the reason I think it would be a bad idea is that a working free market assumes, you know, perfect information and competition. And there are a lot of places in America, rural places, where there wouldn't be competition, where you wouldn't have free market things, and a lot of kids would get failed. This education is so important, really, really necessary that we give every kid this access. And so if you have competition being one of those things, my guess is that parents, like, really involved in your government.
So every kid has access to education, but 20% of them graduate functionally illiterate. I mean, I really kind of feel like you couldn't really do much worse than that by getting rid of public schools. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, well, what about this part? What are you teaching children when you say it's okay to take my money, the money from my kid that would go to educate my kid, at the pain of losing my house in order to educate someone else's kid? What are you teaching children at that point?
Well, that's a philosophical agreement.
You're teaching them to steal. You consider stealing philosophical?
No, you're considering the discussion there goes to the fact that we all rely on each other in a way that if we all didn't build the roads, no one would have the roads.
I don't know that that's true. There are a lot of private roads in this country, and roads were private prior to the government taking them from people through eminent domain in a lot of cases. So I disagree that that's the case.
But there are a lot of cases where the free market would fail. Like I said, if you don't have the free market assumptions there, where there's access...
If the free market will only fail where people don't demand something. So the free market perhaps fails in the area of, say, crap pies, because people don't want a lot of crap pies. But it doesn't fail to deliver every single time things that people demand. And I'll tell you, most people demand education for their kids.
So, wait a minute. Your best claim is that if we didn't have government schools, that somebody in a rural area wouldn't be able to send their kid to school?
No, my argument isn't that it would fail in only if you're selling crap pie. My argument is that rural kids, which there are a lot, especially, don't have competition, first of all, because it's really a one-horse town where there's only one school.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Who are you to say there would only be one school, Kirk? I mean, if I'm in a smaller town...
He thinks that schools have to have 1,000 students in them, and the fact is most schools likely would be small places like they used to be before.
Right, you're looking
at... And kids would get the attention of, 10 or 15 or 20 kids.
Exactly.
Would get the attention of a teacher.
You're jumping to the conclusion, Kirk, that things would be exactly as they are today as far as how schools are structured, and it's absolutely absurd.
No, I don't think I'm coming to that conclusion at all. Even if you have smaller schools, you would still have that same problem. But there are a lot of areas, even with a small population, where
they still have internet connectivity. Technology handles this issue. You still have internet connectivity. The fact is, I made the statement, and I believe that this is true, that PBS is more effective in teaching kids elementary education than elementary school.
Look,
but
Kirk,
at the same time, that only works for the parents who are inclined enough to do that sort of thing, which sort of goes to what is my main overarching point that I was hoping to make, was that the problem isn't necessarily the public versus the private thing. So I certainly believe there are plenty of instances where private would work better. But I think the issue is, in public education, my guess would be that some parents aren't inclined enough. Right. To actually go to the government, go to the school board meetings, and improve their own school.
But those kids are never going to be well educated because their parents don't value education. And sadly, they're thrown in classes with other people's kids that do value, at least some medially value education, and they bring down, sadly, the education level of the whole class. And that is why American education is deteriorating, because kids who do not want to be there are forced to be there. They're turned into little prisons.
But that's exactly where the blame should be placed. The blame should be placed on people not incentivizing, people not enjoying it. But the blame shouldn't be placed on the fact that it's public.
I blame stealing. I blame the fact that people will advocate stealing from their neighbors in order to give to causes that they think. You know, it's not generous to take my money to pay for something. It's generous if you take your money and pay for something.
And that's what you're advocating, Kirk. You are advocating stealing, right?
No.
Well, how are you going to fund
your government? You owe it to him because you were born in America.
How are you going to fund your government schools without stealing?
If you view it as stealing, then yes, but it's not.
Well, when you take something that's not yours, what's it called when you take something that's not yours?
But when if it's a community good in the first place.
I don't know what that means. When you
the community is when you get enough of your friends around that can harm some person to a terrible extent that you can actually steal their house and there's nothing they can do about it. It's not stealing if you can get enough people on your side.
So if 70% of the people in the area want to take money, let's say you live in an area where 70% of the people want to take away 30% of the people's wealth so they can educate their kids or whatever, that's not stealing because they voted for it?
That's not the same thing.
Well, what if 80% of the population votes to enslave 20% of the population because their skin color is darker?
Hardly the same thing.
Also. Oh, but it's community standards. This community wants that.
Indeed. Well, community
then
standards.
It must be good. Should majority rule?
In certain cases, yes.
Oh, in the cases,
oh, the
you,
cases
just,
you like.
You think is a
you should elect this guy as king.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. Ladies coming first here. Sally is listening in McConnellsburg to WEEO-FM. Hello, Sally. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Sally.
I actually called about something I heard you say earlier.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about. But first, before I ask you that question, I'd like to ask something else.
Well, you only have one time for one question, so get one out.
Okay. You were talking about the school taxes and how they go to pay for your child or whose child to go to school.
Yeah.
My taxes are going to pay for somebody else's child because I have no children.
Correct.
So how do you account for that when you're with all those things you're saying? It's like you don't even
Are you asking the question of how people would be able to send their kids to school without having other people who don't have kids paying into the system?
No, I just didn't hear that in your argument that you were making.
As far as I'm concerned, if, for instance, you hate children, you shouldn't be forced to educate them. But if you like the idea of educating kids, you should be allowed to donate to, need-based scholarship programs.
So I shouldn't have to pay school taxes?
No.
I mean, you should be able to give money to kids if you want to. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Ashley, listening in Tallahassee. Ashley, you're on Free Talk Live, also listening to WFLA.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and let Kirk know that here in Tallahassee, we have a number of private schools that have been around for over a decade. And I know this because I have a daughter and I've looked into them. And they're all very highly rated and lottery-based, or you have to get on a waiting list. So obviously, they're doing very well here in the Tallahassee community. But personally, we're unschooling. We have a really great homeschooling, secular homeschooling network here in Tallahassee.
Do you have to jump through a lot of hoops in order to unschool in Florida? Oh, she dropped. I guess she figured we were all done with our show.
Which there was right. Some music.
Because we are done with the show for tonight. But Mark's back tomorrow for the live Sunday.
I'm very interested in unschooling, and I think people should look into it. It's kind of neat stuff.
At freetalklive.com. If you didn't get on tonight, call us back tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.